Put a team together and plan your attack, because this week's discovery breaks the law with a straight-laced FBI agent. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, author Janet Ivanovich may be best known for her Stephanie Plum novels, but she always seems to have something else in the works. In The Chase, her second Fox and O'Hare novel with co-author Lee Goldberg, she ditches her signature humor and opts for a straight crime thriller. Well, the story follows FBI agent Kate O'Hare as she once again teams up with con artist Nick Fox. Officially, O'Hare arrested Fox, only to have him escape. Unofficially, he was offered a deal and allowed to go free in exchange for working covertly with the FBI. In their latest assignment, Fox and O'Hare are sent to recover a stolen piece of art before the copy that's been on display at the Smithsonian is discovered to be a fake. But that's just the beginning of their undercover adventures. If the basic concept behind the Fox and O'Hare series sounds familiar, that's because you may have seen it on TV. It's strikingly similar to USA's White Collar, with just a few differences. Most importantly, the duo's work is completely off the books, so if anything goes wrong, they're on their own. And the action and suspense of each new adventure make up for the story's lack of originality. The Chase isn't about just one assignment. Instead, it's a series of quick, action-packed capers. It may not be as intellectually satisfying as a more detailed thriller, but it's generally livelier and more spirited, and that's a fair trade-off. The only thing that's truly missing from The Chase is Ivanovich's signature spunk. The story is light and entertaining, and the characters have their own individual personalities, but they simply aren't as quirky or as fun as the characters in most of the best-selling author's other books. But is it worth conning the con men with this unlikely pair? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The Chase is a non-stop crime caper, featuring a couple of interesting characters who find themselves in one tricky situation after another. But if you're in the mood for some crime-fighting silliness, you might want to pick up a Stephanie Plum novel instead. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Chase by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg is 233 eventful and energetic pages long and is available from Bantam Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.